Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk about what the Better Business Bureau refers to as mystery shopping job scam. Steve Burness joins us now. Steve, is this about gift cards?
Well, it's about actually companies putting out ads saying that you can become a mystery shopper for them. And what they ask you to do then, Bob, is go out and buy gift cards using your own money. Of course, they'll pay you back or send you a check that will bounce, you know, not right away. It might bounce in 30 days. So basically, they're asking you to be a mystery shopper, but they're taking advantage of you, stealing your money, and then asking you for the numbers on the gift card, which means they steal the money off the gift cards, too, and then you're left with a bounce check. So be very careful. The Better Business Bureau and the FTC issued recent warnings on this. We're both seeing increases in these types of complaints all across the country, including here in Chicago.
And how are these scammers soliciting for the mystery shoppers on social media?
Yeah, they take social media ads out, or they may even send you a text message. Would you like to make easy money becoming a mystery shopper? And there are legitimate, you know, mystery shopper jobs out there, but the scammers always make it seem too good to be true. They offer you great money for doing nothing, and they always give you a check, and they ask you to deposit it and buy items for them, especially gift cards. And what happens is that most people think the checks clear in 2 or 3 days. They do clear, but they still have, the bank has about 30 days to determine if it's a bad check, and that's what usually happens, Bob.
Right. We're hearing a lot about student loan forgiveness these days, and tell us about the scams to watch out for here.
Well, it's in the news, as you know. You're talking about federal student loan forgiveness, and so the scammers are taking advantage of it, and they're basically reaching out to people saying they have this, they can help you in some way for a new loan forgiveness program. We can wipe your account clean and other matters like that. So if anybody calls you out of the blue saying they can help you with your student loan forgiveness in some way, and it seems too good to be true, that's the, you know, tip off to rip off, Bob. The only thing you should do is go directly to the site itself that you had your student loan from and work with them under the federal student aid package and see if they can help you somehow with your account. But anybody calling you out of the blue saying they can have, you know, special promises or special access, or they ask you to pay a fee up front, that's the tip off to rip off, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit about Roku, the cyber attack. What do we know about this?
Well, it's the second attack this year, Bob. It's about 576 accounts were hacked, and the hackers use what's called credential surfing. We talk about it quite often, Bob, is when you use the same password and username for each account, so they kind of just, they steal one and they start going to all these other accounts, services rather, and putting the same credentials in. So as consumers, two things is always change your passwords as much as possible. Every site should be different, and use two-factor authentication for security measures, and that's what Roku recommends, and actually they are changing the password. So if you do have a Roku account, just make sure you change your password and turn on your two-factor authentication.
Next week, for a small business, it's their week, and I know the Better Business Bureau has a warning out about small business scams. What's going on here?
Well, Bob, there's about 31 million small businesses in the United States, and every year they are, they have a lot of scammers that try to attack them in some way or hurt their business. And I think consumers or businesses don't realize that there's a lot of scammers out there trying to take advantage of it. So what the FBI and the Better Business Bureau sees, number one, is business email compromise. It's really a fraud that is really email phishing that typically, you know, targets people who pay the bills in the businesses or government. And basically, you get a fake email saying that there's somebody who they're not. And sometimes it could be internal saying it's your boss asking for you to send wire money or send money or buy gift cards or whatever it may be. So if you get this email from somebody, make sure you do a double check on it and call that person or figure that out. And if they want it quickly to wire money, that's also the tip off to rip off, Bob, as well.
Send your scams and spams our way. You can contact the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org, or us. Here's the text line here, 312-981-7200, and the email bobshow@wgnradio.com. Steve Burness, thank you as always, Steve. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.
You too.